Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
I'll stumble and plead my case in a style that's humble.
It could be tomorrow, or it could be today, when the sky takes a soul, the earth takes a play. It could be tomorrow, or it could be today, when the sky takes a soul, the earth takes a play. It could be tomorrow.
From Sunshine on Leaf leads us into another 60 minutes of Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
And me, Alistair Woodgate.
60 minutes from the best of the musicals. This week, got a bit of Fangirl, a bit of Dear Evan Hansen, a bit of Beautiful and Tell Me on a Sunday, and our usual features.
Yeah, we've got 2 at 22, which this week comes from the longest running musical ever, Phantom of the Opera. And our lyrical challenge is from a very famous show, but I bet you don't get it.
So if you want to get involved in the programme, it's musicals at btinternet.com. And also, we've got Ask the Experts. Yes, I know.
Oh, no.
They're looking very wide already.
When your mother walked into that dance hall in Montreal, what did she see? Through the haze of champagne, did she notice my brain or my college degree? Did what she saw was a uniform through the dirt and debris. Yes, those ladies gave thanks to us visiting Yanks, cause pinstripes are all they see. When a pilot walks onto the plane, all the passengers smile and relax. Do they know he's still tight from that party last night, or the back-to-back jacks? Now what they see is a uniform, how it fits, if it's to a T. Like that visiting team, that the Yankees wear cream. Pinstripes are all that they see. Wanna be a
someone, you can't look like a bum. A book's judged by its cover, that's the first rule of thumb. I want to see you take off, straight to the top floor. Dive dressing to impress them, son, you'll stroll in the front door. A jury, he's smart and refined.
Smart and refined.
And they see one look, the defendant's a crook, but that justice is blind. What they see is the uniform. They see bargains a plea. They all cease and desist. He's so hard to resist. Pinstripes are all that they see. Senior and son, dine at the Latin Quarter, and I can't be too sure that we're gonna be at ringside. Life will be better than before.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Now, before we go on to this week's Lyrical Challenge, Pinstripes is all that they see. We just played from Catch Me If You Can. I watched on YouTube a Johnny Carson interview with the man who inspired that movie. He was con merchant. Oh. It's so interesting. He fooled everyone and became a doctor. I'm not saying, you know, this is the thing you do, but he became a doctor. But he was the most popular doctor because all of his students that he was looking after, he would get called into a trauma room and he'd say to them, well, what do you suggest? Well, I suggest they do this and the other one. What do you say? Yeah. Okay, well, that's what we'll go for then. That's how he got away with it. He was a lecturer. He was a multimillionaire. He did loads of things. I mean, he went to prison. He had to keep going to different countries. And he said it was the most miserable time of his life because he had no friends. He couldn't make
no,
home.
No, of course.
Because he was travelling so much. Anyway, that was behind that. So, lyrical challenge, please, Mrs. Arthur.
Lyrical challenge, yes. Here we go. Raising up the roof till we hit the ceiling, get ready for the truths that we'll be revealing.
If you know what it is, it's musicals at btinternet.com.
Yeah. on the wonderful show Moving Out. That was Uptown Girl.
Now, Uptown Girl, that's, I remember you saying some weeks ago, or probably some months ago, actually, because our age, let's be honest. Days go into weeks, weeks into months.
Yes.
You play in your car in the summertime, is it, with the roof?
Moving Out's great soundtrack to have on in the car, yeah.
So that's your summer
it's
song
pretty much
for.
Continuous Billy Joel songs for an hour.
Yeah. He was good, wasn't he? Well, he's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah. He wrote the best songs. So.
Yeah, and I like that one about the piano man where he's sort of, the bloke's making love to his bottle of gin or something.
Oh,
like.
Yes.
Yeah, cracking songs.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, I'm digressing yet again, as I always seem to be doing. We'll be talking in a little while about some of the things that we've been seeing this week and what we've been reading about. But in the meantime, as I said earlier, tell me on a Sunday, cap teeth and Caesar salad. Where does that come in the show, Mrs. R?
Fairly early on. Pretty early on.
What's it about?
She's gone to, she's with this film producer boyfriend. She's gone to LA and she's sitting by the pool with her sunglasses on and, you know, talking about lifestyles in Hollywood, which is cap teeth and Caesar salad.
Very good.
Cap teeth and Caesar salad. Good old Beverly Hills. With every deal that's done and award is won, you can rent a car. Rent a star, suntans and Sunday brunches, sprinkle away. Careers are being hyped before the scripts are typed. I'll call you back and have a nice day. Cap teeth and Caesar salad. Takes a walk, all the neighbors talk. Every man and beast came from out east. Egos and valet bargain, newsmen gossip away. If you don't mean a thing, you find your phone won't ring. I'll call you back and have a nice day.
Stigwood's office? No, I'm afraid he's at a screening. If you would like to leave word, we'll get right back to you. Thank you for calling. Have a nice day.
Cap teeth and Caesar salad.
On a horse. I don't know why. It just sounds like some sort of country song,
exactly,
doesn't it?
On a sort of a sunbed by the pool, actually.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. That was close enough. Now, we spoke about the fact that we both went to see me, Mrs. R and myself, at separate times, Regent's Park Open Theatre, and it was The Secret Garden.
The Secret Garden, yes.
And I said it was a lovely production because it had a bit of Indian influence. It was lovely music. But you reckon it wasn't that close to the book?
Well, I did not enjoy it.
No, I'm not saying
I thought
it
was lovely, really beautifully performed, really lovely, particularly from the girl who was playing the lead. My only, I don't know, I couldn't see anywhere when I booked it where they said it was adapted from.
Right, okay.
And because I thought I was getting the actual Secret Garden, I was a bit disappointed that it was adapted. The whole, I mean, there were characters in there that don't exist. The end was different. And, yeah, I would have liked it if they'd been more... This is an adaptation of The Secret Garden, yeah. And then I would have been prepared for it.
Well, I went with my wife, Alison, and both of us sat there, but she never mentioned, because she loves The Secret Garden. It's one of her favourite books she's read, but she didn't mention anything about... So I have to be honest, I don't read much books. So I was sitting there watching it, thinking, oh, this is nice. And I like the way they did the garden with the flowers.
Yes, it was. I loved the way the flowers grew, and they got more and more and more. And it was such a nice idea to use Christmas decorations because they blew in the wind.
Yes.
And it was really lovely.
And they had actors with disabilities as well in the show, which was fantastic to see.
Yeah.
But I didn't know the bit about, because isn't Auntie's Indian, what I saw, Auntie's Indian, she came over, didn't she?
Yeah, she doesn't exist.
Wow.
In the book.
So they've invented that person.
Yeah, and it was changed, because at the end, Colin, there's nothing particularly wrong with Colin in the book, other than the fact that he's been treated, which I think happened a lot in Victorian times, he's been treated like an invalid.
Yeah.
And so therefore he becomes an invalid, but there's actually nothing much wrong with him.
Gotcha.
And his legs get stronger and he ends up running around in the secret garden. And of course that didn't happen either.
No, well we gave it 5 stars, but the only gripe I had wasn't a gripe, it was just a bit of... It was all very authentic, apart from the wheelchair.
Yes, interestingly,
the wheelchair was very modern.
And actually, there's no excuse for that, because I know quite a lot of prop stores who've actually got old wheelchairs.
Yeah, well, we used to use an old wheelchair when we did Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, Alistair, you've used them in your productions.
Yep. Yeah, I have.
It was a really modern... It was so modern that one of the wheels fell off. So they had to sort of improvise while they were trying to put the wheel back on. Yeah.
That was... And it's a shame, because the rest of the attention to detail was lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. And I do like... I mean, it's the first time I've been to the Open Air Theatre at Regent Park. I hope it's not the last. But you've got the outside area and the trees all light up. It's so nice.
I saw Into the Woods there, and they lit the park going all the way back. So if you were sitting at the top, you could just see lights disappearing off into the park, and it gave such depth to the woods.
Brilliant.
It was brilliant. Mm. I love it.
Now, Ask the Experts is coming now, actually.
Ooh.
Now it's time to Ask the Experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Yes, indeed, it's time to Ask the Experts. Last week you got 1 out of 3, which
was pathetic. Very good. We actually did know the answer to the third one and couldn't think of it.
Yes.
But I hadn't realised it was Ann Miller. I hadn't remembered that at all.
Anyway, this week's ones. Question one, what is Rita O'Grady's job in Made in Dagenham?
She makes car seat covers in the Ford factory.
So therefore she would be a what?
Seamstress.
A machinist.
Machinist.
Okay, give you that one. Question two, Anne Juliet uses the music of which songwriter? Oh, it's gone silent now. And question three, what is the occupation of Edna Turnblatt?
Done the show as well. Is she a hairdresser? No.
Good. Well, I'll leave that with you.
Because hubby runs the shop, doesn't he? The novelty joke shop.
Yeah.
Well, you think about it. I'll play a song.
Okay.
Honey, what you crying at? You're not losing him to that. Both her hair and shoes are flat. Why is she so rude? Wipe your tears, it's no big thing. You were meant to wear his ring. Cheer up, chin up, it's time to bring a happy attitude. Keep it positive. As you slap her to the floor. Keep it positive. As you pull her hair and call her hurl. You can take her in a fight. You and she will reunite. You know we're right, we're positive. Never wise, not the way to win back guys. Anyway, she's twice my size. Who's got a plan B?
Me. Look at her, she's like a nun. Showing you are way more fun. Bust out the lap dance and you won. You off the hizzle, G.
What?
Keep it positive.
We're positive.
making me sick.
Are we, Warner? Let's take this back to my place.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
Century, and that's the reprise from the show. That was fun. I saw that on Broadway. Great, with Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that revived. I love that show.
I'm sorry, I'm playing thick here. What does it mean? What is the show
about? On the 20th century,
about?
It's a train, and it's all set aboard a train as it's crossing the state. And Oscar Jaffe and Lily... I can't remember her surname.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he's a film producer, she's an actress, and lots of characters get involved as he tries to convince her to be in the next show, and lots of things happen. Very funny.
Good songs.
One of my favourite songs from the show is Life is Like a Train, particularly from the Broadway revival version. Most incredible tap dancing, and the tap dancing is done to sound like a train going over the tracks.
Ah, very clever. Very clever. You want to talk about a show that you went to see, local to you, which was a school production. What was it?
Well, you say it's a school production.
Right.
It was actually Tring Park.
Okay.
Tring Park is a stage school.
Gotcha.
And an awful lot of people go into the West End from Tring Park. But you go from the age of five, and it's a training school. And I went there to see Adam's Family because a little boy that I know was in it. In fact, he played Uncle Fester and he was fantastic. But it was an absolutely superb show. It's the best version of Adam's Family I've seen by a long way.
Oh, wow.
And bearing in mind that these kids are years 7 to 9, one of the boys in it who played Lucas, who's Wednesday's boyfriend, was one of the boys in Newsies. Most people have done professional work there. But it was just... absolutely tremendous from start to finish. The energy and the vocals, the dancing, everything. It was absolutely brilliant. And you will see from that school a lot of people end up in the West End. So, it was excellent.
So all the parents turn up as well, do they?
Yeah, well, yes. But there are also other people as well, because all people invite their agents and, you know, and just local people go because the shows are so good.
Mm. I remember years ago, Alison's brother trained to be an actor. Didn't do anything with it, but he trained to be an actor. And on his what's the production they do as a passing out type production at the end?
Their final performance.
Final performance. They're doing the final performance, and I think if I get it right, it was the Hornsey Town Hall. And his mum was there, Alison's mum. And as he came out in character, Alison's mum leaped over the balcony and went, "Oh, John!"
Oh, no.
He sort of twinking his eye, much saying, no, not now, please. You're listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights. If you know the answer to our Ask the Experts questions, do get in touch.
In the show, visit our website www.greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Just swallow. What can I do but person understands it. And he doesn't know who I am. But Harry, I know if we met, you'd love me back. 'Cause you know exactly, exactly what it's like to feel this kind of lonely and trapped in your life. To have no one who gets you, no one you can trust. Your mum's hopes are on your shoulders, but you'll never be enough. It's not just teenage fantasy, I'm more than just your fantasy. It's gravity, the way I feel this pool of me to you and you to me. Like we could set each other free, we could run away from it all. On your clock, but what if I'm your talk? You're ever after everything you never knew you needed is what I got. Don't care what they say, 'cause I know one day you're gonna know my name. Oh, just wait and see. When you see me, you hold me, you love me, and finally
playing all the great songs, grease paint and stage lights from the best musicals.
This glove's really cool, wow.
No, why don't you take it?
Oh, no, no, I couldn't.
Why not?
Are you sure?
I bought this glove 1,000 years ago for some birthday or some Christmas that has come and gone. I thought we might play catch or I don't know. But he left it in the bag with the tag still on. You'll have to break it in, though, first. You can't catch anything with it that stiff.
How do you break it in?
Well, it's all the process that is really quite precise. A sort of secret method known to very few. So, if you're in the market for professional advice, well, today could be a lucky day for you. Shaving cream.
Shaving cream?
Oh, yeah. You rub that in for about 5 minutes, tie it all up with rubber bands, put it under your mattress, and sleep on it. And you do that for at least a week, every day, consistent. And though this method isn't easy, every second that you spend is gonna pay off. It'll pay off in the end. It just takes a little patience. It takes a little time, a little perseverance, and a little uphill climb. You might not think it's worth it, you might begin to doubt, but you can't take any shortcuts. You gotta stick it out, and it's the hard way, but it's the right way, the right way to break in a glove. With something like this, you gotta be ready to put in the work and make a commitment. So what do you think?
I mean, definitely.
Some people say just use a microwave, but try that run it through hot water technique. Well, they can gloat about the time they save till they gotta buy another glove next week. It just takes a little patience.
It takes a little patience.
It takes a little time.
It takes a little time.
A little perseverance.
And
a little uphill climb. And it's the hard way, but it's the right way. The right way, 'cause there's a right way in everything you do. Keep that grit,
keep that grit,
follow through. Even when everyone around you thinks you're crazy, even when everyone around you lets things go, whether you're prepping for some test, or you're miles from some goal, or you're just trying to do what's best for a kid who's lost control. You do the hard thing, 'cause that's the right thing. Yeah, that's the right thing.
Connor was really lucky to have a dad that... a dad who cared so much about taking care of stuff.
Shaving cream, rubber bands, mattress, repeat. Got it?
Got it.
It's the hard way, but it's the right way. The right way to break in a glove. You're good to go.
Dear Evan Hansen, to break a glove in. And before that, Fangirls, a new musical. And before that, we have Will You Love Me Tomorrow from Beautiful, the Carole King story. So the Ask the Experts questions. You got question one. What is Rita O'Grady's job in Made in Dagenham? You said she makes upholstery, yeah. She's a machinist. And Juliet uses the music of which songwriter?
Oh, yes. We can't remember.
Max Martin.
Right.
And question three, sorry, I can't just wave over that. Max Martin. Right. Okay. question three, what is the occupation of Edna Turnblatt? And yes.
I was kind of thinking it was hairdresser, but it's not, is it? Was it? Did you work in a laundry? Was she did, a laundry?
Yes, yeah. She was washing and ironing.
Yes.
What she did. Well done. Yeah, that's the answer.
Well
too.
Done.
And if you got them right, wherever you're listing them, well done to yourselves. If you'd like to set some questions for our experts, send them through to musicals@btinternet.com. 2 at 22 is coming next, and there's two songs from Phantom of the Opera, the longest running musical ever. You're listening to Grease, Paint, Stage Lights.
Get until the shadows fall. Over one and over all.
Swing a merry madrigal.
Swing a merry madrigal. Swing a merry madrigal.
Great. That was Swing a Merry Madrigal, and it was the original Broadway cast recording, and it came from Hot Mikado.
That's such a fun show.
It really is, isn't it?
The music, the harmonies and the what have you are just wonderful.
The Three Little Maids from School is a brilliant number, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. I played Coco in that.
Did you?
And I had to do it as Groucho Marx. It was fun.
I bet.
Excellent. Okay, what are we going to do next then?
We are going to go on to our 2 at 22.
Quite right.
Which we've told you is from The Phantom of the Opera, the longest running musical. And we could let you guess what's coming up, but I think we're going to give you the two songs we're going to hear. I'm sure everybody's got their favourites. The ones we've chosen for you today are Angel of Music and All I Ask of You.
Now it's time for this week's 2 at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease, Paint and Stage Lights.
Bravi, bravi, bravissimi.
Where in the world have you been hiding? Really, you were perfect. I only wish I knew your secret. Who is this new tutor?
Thank you.
calls me softly, somewhere inside I did. Somehow I know he's always with me, the unseen genius.
Christine, you must have been dreaming. Stories like this can't come true.
You're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
No more talk of darkness. Forget these wide-eyed feet. I'm here, nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you. Each morning, say,
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Now, I'm sure you've got a favourite two songs from a show that you'd like us to play. So if you have, all you've got to do is drop us a line at musicals@btinternet.com. Let us know which two songs from which show you'd like us to play in a future show.
I'd like to apologise. We were 2 minutes late for that one because that was a late. We got a bit carried away earlier on. You see,
we did
2 at 22 plus 2.
Yeah, 2 at 22 plus 2. There, that's what we're doing in future. We'll rename it that. In the meantime, if you don't mind, can you just sit down because you are rocking the boat, the pair of you.
We will now hear testimony from Brother Nicely Nicely Johnson. Brother Nicely Nicely Johnson.
Come on, get up. Well, it happened to me kind of funny, like a dream. That's it, a dream.
Well, tell us in your own words.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along. And there I stood, and I hollered, "Someone save me." But the passengers, they knew right from wrong. For the people said, sit down, you're rocking the boat.
People said, sit down, you're rocking the boat.
And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist. And there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey, but the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, beware,
all said,
you're
beware,
on a heavenly trip. People all said, beware,
all said, beware,
you'll scuttle a ship, and the devil will drag you under. And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I hollered, "Someone save me," that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
I said to myself, sit down,
sit down,
you're rocking the boat. Said to myself, sit down, you're rocking the boat. And the devil will drag you under, and the soul so heavy it never floats. Sit down,
sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking, rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking, rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking, rocking, rocking the boat.
The original Broadway cast recording of Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, which appears at the moment at the Bridge Theatre in London.
Until January.
Yeah. Oh. Such a good show. I love the show.
And do you know, if my back could hold up, I would pay the 15 quid, I think it is, to stand and move around the floor. But
yeah, I couldn't stand. I couldn't stand for that long either.
But, watching all the action. And at the end, they all have a party and all the cars dance with the audience. Oh, it's
great
so much fun. So
super
much fun.
Fun.
Listen, we got to go. Thanks for your company. But first of all, I think we ought to do this.
Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids who can understand anything they say. They are disobedient, disrespectful oafs. Noisy, crazy, sloppy, lazy loafers. And while we're on the subject, kids, you can talk and talk till your face is blue. Kids, but they still do just what they want to do. Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today? Kids! I don't mind the moonlight swims. It's the loop that hurts. Kids! If they lower the draft age to about 11.
Kids!
didn't know what puberty was till I was almost past it.
Laughing, singing, dancing, women, morons, and all around the subject, kids, they are just impossible to control.
Way.
What's the matter with kids today?
The Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Before that, you heard Kids from Bye Bye Birdie. So here we are, Lyrical Challenge for the last time. Raising up the roof till we hit the ceiling. Get ready for the truth that we'll be revealing.
Last chance, musicals at btinternet.com. Can I just say thank you so much for tuning in every week? Also, have a nose round. We've been sort of mucking around with the website. Give us some feedback about what you like about it, what you don't like. It's your website. This is your radio show if you love your musicals. So anyway, 6 minutes have passed by. I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
We'll leave you with this week's answer for the Lyrical Challenge.
It is Ex-Wives from Six.
Divorced. Beheaded. Died. Divorced. Beheaded. Survived. And tonight, we are...
you've heard before.
We know you know our names and our fame and our faces.
Know all about the glories and the disgraces.
I'm dumb cause all this time I put just one word in a stupid rhyme.
So I picked up a pen and a microphone.
History's about to get overthrown.
Divorced.
Beheaded.
Died.
Divorced.
Beheaded. Survived.
For you tonight, we're divorced, beheaded, blind. From the show to the history mix, switching up the flow as we add the prefix. Everybody knows that we used to be six wives. Breaking up the roof till we hit the ceiling. Get ready for the truth that will be revealing. Everybody knows that we used to be six.
The way it ends,
but a pair doesn't beat a royal flush.
You're gonna find out how we got unfriended.
Tonight we're gonna do ourselves justice, cause we're taking you to court.
Every true rose has its thorns,
and you're gonna hear him live in consort.
Divorced.
Beheaded.
Died.
Divorced.
Beheaded.
Survived.
But just for you tonight, we're divorced, beheaded.
My name's Catherine of Aragon. Was married 24 years. I'm a paragon of royalty. My loyalty is to the Vatican. So if you try to dump me,
you won't try that again.
I'm that Berlin girl and I'm up next. See, I broke England from the church. Yeah, I'm that sexy. Why did I lose my head? Well, my sleeves may be green, but my lipstick's red.
Jane Seymour, the only one he truly loved.
Rude.
When my son was newly born.
suddenly Seymour.
Ich bin Anna of Cleves.
Ja.
When he saw my portrait, he was like,
yeah.
But I didn't look as good as I did in my pic. Funny how we all discussed that, but never Henry's little
prick. Prick up your ears, I'm the Catherine who lost her head.
Beheaded
for my promiscuity outside of wed. Lock up your husbands, lock up your sons. Kay Howard is here and the fun's begun.
Survive.
Five down, I'm the final wife. I saw him to the end of his life.
A survivor, Catherine Parr. I bet you wanna know how I got this far. I said I bet you wanna know how we got this far.
Hey, you wanna know how we got.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in grease paint and stage lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.